Well, today I want to talk about obey and obedience. Have you ever noticed how your local law enforcement agency or your church will motivate you through fear? They'll typically preach a message, and then the basis of this message would be turn or burn, repent from your wicked ways, repent now and don't go to hell, that kind of thing. If you do this, you will be saved. And all of this will just simply omit what Jesus has done on the cross. It goes and it looks past what the Lord has done on the cross. And that's the same when we read about obedience. You know, obedience, even in the English dictionary, even in the Latin, it speaks about something much wider than just obeying laws and commands. We think of this as if we are just trying to bring up our kids in that way, that we want them to obey our commands. You do as I say, otherwise you will be in trouble. Just do this. You must obey me. Obey everything I say. Honor me. That kind of thing. But obey has a much, much wider meaning than that. In all languages that I studied, I saw that obey actually means to be fully persuaded, to be embraced by a person of a higher authority. In fact, if you go to the Greek, both the Greek and the Latin, as well as the Hebrew, it means to befriend someone. It means to be have an intimacy, a relationship with that person. And I think this can even help us in our children, how we bring up our children. If we have a relationship with them rather than giving them instructions and telling them to obey, you know, that'll go a long way. Because once you've got a relationship, you've got something going there. Just telling people to obey will make them to walk in disobedience, not to listen to you, not to befriend you. And this is the essence of this word, to befriend someone. But you know, what I actually want to convey this morning is something that just blew my mind away. When I was studying this, and you know that I'm quite fond of the pictographs in the Hebrew language, so I looked at this first in the Greek, and the Greek satisfied me. I looked at the English. Even the English said that this was just to be persuaded and to be fully convinced of someone by spending time with that person. That is obedience. That is to obey. But the Greek said it much better. The Greek went as far as to say that the word here actually means to befriend. And then the Hebrew pictograph just blew me. I didn't want to go to the pictograph, but eventually I did. And the pictograph talks about teeth, which means consume, as well as water. And these are the pictures. So you get teeth, you get mighty water, and then you get a revelation. What does it say? It says, consume the mighty revelation. And I'm asking you, who is the mighty revelation? Who is the highest authority that you've got to befriend, that you need to befriend, that you want to befriend, because just because of his love? Is Jesus. So this talks, even these pictures talks, they talk directly to what any other translation, any other meaning of these words say. They talk about consumption of the mighty revelation, Jesus himself. How do we consume him? We have a relationship. Isn't this just awesome? Lord, we thank you this morning that you came to this earth to have a relationship with us, not to condemn us, not so that anyone can go to waste, but that we have a relationship with you. We thank you, Lord, that this was the bottom of your heart. This was your heart's desire for us, to stand in a relationship with you, just to hear from you, to befriend you, to listen what you are saying, to be guided by you, to be embraced by you as a friend. Lord, thank you that you call us in your word someone that is our friend. You say that you stick to us closer than a brother. You are our friend. You are our beloved friend. And we honor you, Lord, that we stand in exactly the same situation as did Abraham, whom you